You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 251, covering week 8, February 19th to 25th, 2022. The OpenBot 0.5 project, which develops a platform for creating moving wheeled robots, is out. The platform was created in the research division of Intel and uses the computing capabilities of a smartphone and the built-in GPS, gyroscope, compass, and camera. The software is written in Java, Kotlin, and C++, and distributed under the MIT license. Oracle has published the Solaris 11.4 Support Repository Update 42 operating system update, featuring fixes and improvements for the Solaris 11.4 branch. To install the fixes proposed in the update, just run the package update command. OpenVI 7.0.12 text editor is out, a portable version of the VI editor developed by the OpenBSD project and an outgrowth of the NVI editor from 4BSD. The OpenVI 7.0.x branch is in sync with the OpenBSD 7.0 codebase. OpenVI is adapted to work in Linux using glibc and muscle, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows, and can be used on systems with x86/AMD64, ARM/ARCH64, M68K, MIPS, Power, and RISC-V architectures. A variety of common compilers can be used for building the app. The code is written in C and distributed under the BSD license. FreeCiv 3.0, a multiplayer turn-based strategy game inspired by the Civilization series, has been released. The new version matches the gameplay from Civilization 3 with the combat system from Civilization 2. The core set integrates the Alien rule set. Maps with the hex topology are enabled by default, but the option to continue using the ISO, isometric infill topology, is provided for old installations. The NFTables 1.0.2 packet filter is out, unifying packet filtering interfaces for IPv4, IPv6, ARP, and network bridges aimed at replacing IP tables, IP6 table, ARP tables, and EB tables. Changes required for the NFTables 1.0.2 release to work are included in the Linux kernel 5.17-RC. The NFTables package includes components that run in user space. The compact live distribution Slax 11.2 has been released. The distribution was transferred from the Slackware project developments to the Debian package base, the apt package manager, and systemd init system in 2018. The graphical environment is based on the Fluxbox window manager and the xlaunch desktop/program launcher, specially developed for Slacks by the project members. Otter 1.0.3 web browser is available, aimed at recreating the classic Opera 12 interface independent of specific browser engines and aimed at advanced users. The browser is written in C++ using the Qt5 library without QML. The source texts are available under the GPLv3 license. Binary builds are prepared for Linux as an app image, macOS, and Windows. Changes include an update of the Qt Web Engine browser engine, bug fixes, and improved translations and backporting of changes. Anonymous Network I2P 1.7.0 and C++ Client I2PD 2.41.0 have been released. I2P is a multi-layer anonymous distributed network operating on top of the regular internet, actively using end-to-end encryption. The network is built in P2P mode and is formed thanks to the bandwidth provided by network users, which makes it possible to do without the use of centrally controlled servers. The basic I2P client is written in Java and can run on Windows, Linux, macOS, Solaris, etc. I2PD is an independent C++ implementation of the I2P client and is distributed under a modified BSD license. IX Systems has published the first stable release of the TrueNAS Scale distribution, notable for using the Linux kernel and the Debian package base. All previously released products of this company were based on FreeBSD. The new product is free to download and use. TrueNAS Scale-specific build scripts, web interface, and layers are developed on GitHub. Development and support of FreeBSD-based TrueNAS Core will continue. TrueNAS Scale uses ZFS as its file system. Oracle's Matthew Wilcock, known for creating the NVMe driver and the mechanism for direct access to the DAX file system, suggested removing the RiserFS file system from the Linux kernel by analogy with the once-removed obsolete EXT and XIAFS file systems, or redacting RiserFS, leaving only read-only support. The reason for the removal was difficulties with upgrading the kernel infrastructure, as developers have been forced to leave the deprecated AOP underline flag underline cont underline expand flag handler in the kernel. Only RiserFS uses this flag in the write underscore begin function. It is not clear how much this file system is in use, and its development has ended. Wilcox proposed working out a schedule to completely deprecate RiserFS, providing at least 5 years for users to migrate to other file systems or a changed metadata format. Intel Corporation has acquired Linutronics, a company that develops technologies for using Linux in industrial systems. Linutronics oversees the development of the RT branch of the Linux kernel, focused on use in real-time systems. The CTO at Linutronics is Thomas Gleixner, the primary patcher for preempt underscore RT, and the maintainer of the x86 architecture in the Linux kernel. The purchase of Linutronics reflects Intel's commitment to support the Linux kernel and its associated community. Intel will provide the Linutronics team with more capabilities and resources, and Linutronics will continue to operate as an independent business within Intel's software development division. MythTV 32.0 Home Media Center platform was released, which turns your desktop PC into a TV, VCR, Music Center, photo album, DVD recording, and viewing station. The project code is distributed under the GPL license. The release of a separately developed MythWeb web interface for controlling the Media Center through a web browser was also announced. OpenSSH 8.9 is released, an open client and server implementation for SSH 2.0 and SFTP protocols. The new version fixes a vulnerability in SSHD that could potentially allow access without authentication, although exploitation is possible only in combination with other logical errors in the code. A stable release of Network Manager 1.36.0 is available to simplify network settings. Plugins to support VPN, OpenConnect, PPTP, OpenVPN, and OpenSwan are developed within their own development cycles. An Ubuntu 20.04.4 LTS distribution update has been generated, which includes changes related to improved hardware support, updating the Linux kernel and graphics stack, fixing errors in the installer and bootloader. The composition also includes current updates for several hundred packages, eliminating vulnerabilities and stability issues. Similar updates are made to Ubuntu Budgie 20.04.4 LTS, Kubuntu 20.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Mate 20.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Studio 20.04.4 LTS, Lubuntu 20.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Chillin 20.04.4 LTS, and Xubuntu 20.04.4 LTS. Mir 2.7 is out, developed by Canonical despite their discontinuing development of the Unity shell and the Ubuntu edition for smartphones. Mir remains in demand in Canonical projects as a solution for embedded devices and the Internet of Things. Mir can be used as a composite server for Wayland, which allows you to run any applications using Wayland in Mir-based environments. Installation packages are prepared for Ubuntu 20.04, 21.10, and 22.04-test, and Fedora 33, 34, 35, and 36. The project code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. The new version includes the Mir Oil library, which provides a layer for transferring the Lomiri graphical environment to new versions of Mir, which continues the development of the Unity 8 shell. The development has been switched to the C++20 standard. A new release of the Dahlia OS 22.0222 operating system has been published, combining technologies from GNU Linux and Fuchsia OS. The project is written in the Dart language and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Dahlia OS builds come in two versions, one for systems with UEFI and the other for old systems or virtual machines. The base distribution of Dahlia OS is built around the Linux kernel in a typical GNU system environment. In parallel, builds based on the Zircon microkernel and Fuchsia OS environments are being developed, which are available for Raspberry Pi 4 and some other devices. The first experimental release of the Neptune OS project has been published, developing an add-on to the SEL4 microkernel with the implementation of Windows NT kernel components, aimed at providing support for running Windows applications. The code is distributed under the GPL v3 license. The ultimate goal is to bring the layer to a state sufficient to port the React OS user environment and drivers. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.